It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa, super excited as always to talk to this guy right
yes,
here,
Mr. Of course.
Dylan Marlowe. Dylan, how are you, brother?
What up? Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. It's so nice to talk to you, and we're super excited to see you tonight at your Joe's on Weed show.
Oh, let's go. Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, Dylan, I don't know if you remember or not, we first met you in Nashville ahead of the CMA Awards, and you really made an impression on us, man.
Well, hopefully a good one.
Yeah, absolutely a good impression. What would a bad impression be? What do you think that would be?
Oh, you know, there's good and bad ones, so you never know.
have you ever made a really bad first impression with anyone?
Probably. Not that comes off the top of my brain.
Okay, so you don't have that one memorable, like, just really stepped in it moment.
Like, you wish you wouldn't have said something.
Yeah, there's definitely been those. I think I just try to forget about
them. Okay, that's put them out of your head.
Yeah, because if you have a bad first impression, you really want to forget about it. I'll tell you this. I feel like I had a bad first impression with you, Dylan.
Oh, no. I don't remember a bad impression.
Okay, good. You already put it out of your head. I'm going to put it back in your head. right when we got done chatting and everything for the first time, you were ready to go to the next interview, and you know, we were talking about, you know, your Joe's on Weed show that we were so excited for, and you know, when you come in town, you gotta, you know, maybe come in studio or something, and then you said, oh yeah man, for sure, like what's your number? And I said, like, the studio number, because I'm gonna be honest, Dylan, I've been married for 13 years. It's been a minute since anyone has asked for my number. So I was a little off put by it. And you go, no. Like, what's your cell phone number? And so I gave you my number, and I was just oozing with awkwardness after that moment.
Oh, no. I just wanted to be able to text you so I could come in. But then I remembered, like, I have radio folks. Like,
yeah, you have people that handle it.
They do that for you.
Right.
Yeah.
But my first, like, just where I'm from, maybe, or how I was raised, my first thing is like, yeah, just give me your number. I'll call you when I'm in town. We'll figure it out.
I know. Dylan, look, now you're like, I feel like we are on the precipice of the year of Dylan Marlowe, because you got so many great things coming for you. Like, you've got a team of people around you now, and that team is probably only going to grow the more you grow. I mean, like, first and foremost, you're coming to Joe's on Weed tonight, which we are super excited for. You're also going on a tour with one of our other favorites, Connor Smith. A Brentwood boy, which I love. That's my hometown. And then, but then also you've got the number one hit with Dylan Scott, and then the new to country summer tour with Bailey Zimmerman.
Hey, you got a lot to look forward to.
Gosh, that is a mouthful just to talk about. I can't even imagine.
I think
having
our time is up now, just talking about it.
Right.
No, I know. It's a lot, but it's gonna be good. It's gonna be fun.
Do you have anything that you've got a lot going on? So do you have anything else in the back of your head where you're like, I know I'm busy, but when this slows down, I want to do what?
Ooh.
Well, I think in March we're going to Australia for a couple of shows, but we're there for like 8 days.
Ooh,
and we only
nice.
Have two shows, so I'm excited for that.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of downtime. Do you have any idea what you're going to do with it all?
Oh, yeah. I've already booked a deep sea fishing trip, and I think we're going to go bow hunting while we're over there.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
We're gonna do some stuff over there, and I'm going to go to Montana in April and shoot some turkeys. And I always got little getaways for me in the middle of all of it.
You got to have a balance, you know?
That's right. For every 20 shows, I have to go hunting one time.
Okay. Is it weird going from, like, the screaming fans at a show to the quietness and stillness of hunting?
It's perfect.
Which of those do you like more?
Oh, man. That's a hard question. I mean, I probably will just love hunting more because I can always do it, and I always have done it. But something about playing a show and, like, it being your show is pretty insane.
Yeah.
Oh, we cannot wait for you to come here, honestly. Yeah. We have been, you know, playing a little bit of your music here, and It is definitely a vibe, that's for sure.
Honestly, man, super huge fans of yours. I cannot tell you the number of times I've jammed out to Deer on the Wall. It is a banger, dude. And the entire album from start to finish is such a hit. So we're just utterly excited for you tonight at Joe's on Weed. before we let you go, are you cool playing a real quick game with us?
Yeah.
Okay, great. The game's called One's Gotta Go, and we're going to play it next with our guy, Dylan Marlowe. He's going to be rocking out Joe's on Weed tonight. Melissa.
Awesome.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. It's time now to play some One's Gotta Go, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. And since it is a Friday, you know, we're turning to one of our friends from the country world, a guy we just spoke with who's going to be rocking out Joe's on Weed tonight, Mr. Dylan Marlowe. All right, so Dylan, the game is very simple. It's called One's Gotta Go. Really, the only rule to the game is the name of the game. Sound good?
Options could be difficult.
It could be difficult. But you know what? We'll start. This is his first time. We'll start with an easy one. One's Gotta Go, Instagram or TikTok?
TikTok.
Okay. TikTok's got to go. Okay.
Sounds good. Pretty easy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about this one? One's got to go. Your boys back home, feature artist Dylan Scott, or your future tour partner, Bailey Zimmerman.
Oh, man. That's super hard because then you're having to like pick your favorite person.
Yeah, really?
I know.
You're trying to think of an easy get out of answer there. But they're not like dying, right? You're not killing them. You're just.
No, they just got to go. You know, it could be totally vague.
Okay. I mean, I feel like I got to take my boy Dylan. He's like my brother.
So he's got to go?
Or, no, like he's got to stay.
Okay, so Bailey Zimmerman.
Stay.
All right, Melissa, send the hitman out to Bailey Zimmerman's house. All right, last one, Dylan. Dude, you're so much fun. Again, tonight, Joe's on Weed. Cannot wait to see you rock it out. Now, we've noticed that on Instagram, if music doesn't work out for you, acting may, because your recreation of the Step Brothers clips to promote your Did We Just Become Best Friends tour with our guy Connor Smith have been tremendous. So,
thank you.
One's Gotta Go, the movie Step Brothers, or one of the best named tours I've ever heard in my life, the mid-20s crisis tour.
Oh, Step Brothers, for sure.
Step Brothers gotta go.
I'm glad that you said that. It would have made me a little nervous.
Yeah, especially, like, don't say the mid-20s crisis tour has got to go before we get to experience the mid-20s crisis tour tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not at all. This has been the most insane tour that I've ever done in my life.
Oh yeah? We'll just wait till tonight, baby.
Yeah. Hey, Chicago goes hard,
put
dude.
It on the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chicago goes hard. We are so excited to see you, brother.
Let's go, man. I'll see y'all later.